Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Are you awake?
I know.
I'm surprised that you're the one to call me.
I know.
I've already been awake for 2 hours, but I didn't want to wake you up.
Well, I was like, she's going to call me. She's going to wake me up.
Yeah, well, I don't know, I just couldn't sleep. I woke up really early, and then I thought about calling you, like, half an hour ago, but then I thought you might still be sleeping.
I was just waking up half an hour ago.
Did you sleep well?
I think so. You know, I woke up at, like, 6 in the morning.
Do what?
I woke up at, like, 6 in the morning.
6 in the morning? Yeah. It's like me, only you went back to bed.
But I went to sleep a lot later numerically than you did.
That is true. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. So, are you going to get up?
Yeah, I guess.
What?
Yeah, I guess.
You guess.
What, have you had a fruitful morning?
Hello? Sorry, I dropped the phone.
Have you had a fruitful morning?
What?
Have you had a fruitful morning, dude?
I don't know. I just emailed Jennifer. That's all.
I see. Email.
Yeah. It's very bright and sunny here today. That's why I woke up at 6 in the morning.
It must be pretty bright out, or at least there's lots of lights in the main room, because there's... It's really kind of beautiful. There's, like, these little bits of light peeking through the seam in the wall where the loft wall meets the ceiling.
Uh-huh. Oh, got it. So kind of through the sort of crack in the wall.
Yeah. It kinda seems like they're like stitches, you know. They're like
they're what? I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
They're like stitches, you know, like fabric or something.
Oh, okay.
Because they have this really weird repetition to them. Weird is not the wrong word. Really fairly regular repetition. Or maybe they're staples.
Got it. What time do you have to go to work today?
Office hours start up. 1:30. But I'll probably get there at 12:30.
You need to get up then.
Oh, you're right. That mouse doesn't shut up. No, I'll probably get there at 12:30. I'll still probably get there at 12:30. Figure out what I'm teaching today.
Yeah, I have to figure out what I'm teaching today, too.
What are you teaching?
I have no idea what their final project is yet.
Which class?
Information design. I'll come up with something.
Can you reuse your assignment from last year? Or last quarter?
I can't remember. I actually can't remember which assignment I gave to my students last quarter in this class and which assignment I gave to the fundamentals kids. What fundamentals?
So I'm
because we're all in that other class, so I don't want to, duplicate anything, but I honestly can't remember what I did.
The the trials and tribulations of teaching five classes at the time.
I know. I can't remember anything. But I could maybe have them do the same thing I'm doing in my interface design class, which is to create this e-commerce site selling something that can't actually be sold.
Yeah, just do that, dude.
Dude, you need to get down off the Alpine perch.
Okay, dude, I get down off the Alpine perch. Baby tiger snuggled with me. Oh, shit.
Almost fell what off happened?
The, almost fell off the ladder.
That's not good. Don't fall off the ladder.
I know. I made it a month without falling off the ladder.
What's happening now?
I'm trying to find clothes to put on. Hello? Hello? Oh, shit. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I'm dropping the phone. I'm really sleepy. Oh, boy. Hi to Sherry. Sherry's out.
Oh.
She didn't think she was hiding.
I didn't know.
I woke up to the sounds of... sound editing. Like, she was like going back and, like, you know, that scene from a film that she had lifted was just, like, going back and forth and back and forth. It was pretty surreal. To wake up to, like, the sound quality and acting style of, a 50s movie.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, so stylistically defined, unique, you know, something like that.
Yeah. I can imagine. A bit surreal.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, I'm in a 50s movie that's on repeat. What's going on? What did you have for breakfast, dude?
Hmm?
What did you have for breakfast?
I'm eating peach yogurt right now.
I wonder.
She's one. I might have a banana next.
I don't know if I have cereal. I don't know if I have cereal, dude. I think I ate the last of it yesterday.
Well, what else is there? Is there toast or something?
Maybe I have toast. And I had 4 fried eggs last night for dinner.
Breakfast for dinner?
So I don't think I should eat any more eggs or I'm going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, probably not. 4 in one day.
Well, 4 in one day, and then like 3 the next morning. That would be just like, whoa. That would be like too much.
It might be too many things.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I was just sniffling.
Mm-hmm. How's your strep throat doing?
It feels better.
What does strep throat mean? Why strep? What is that? Is that
strep, it comes from the, it's the name of the bacterium.
Oh. What's the
name? It's actually, in fact, a shortened name. It's really like some long thing, like
streptococcus. That's what Sherry just said.
So, yeah, that's what it is. The name of the bacteria.
I was imagining that it was like Mr. Strep who invented it, and he wanted his name on it.
No, and I think actually calling it strep throat is a colloquialism.
Mm-hmm.
No, definitely. It's, yeah.
Hmm.
Well, the throat part just describes the, you know, area that seems to be affected first, but...
I just inspected the yogurt, and there are two kinds of things growing on it. Two different colors.
Let's go in the trash.
Right, one in the trash. And maybe I'll take a shower first and then come back to meditating on what I'm going to eat for breakfast.
Okay, dude.
Okay, I get in the shower now.
Okay, babe. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.